Good morning, and welcome to another in our series of mini shiurim on the Book of Ezra. We're learning in the merit of the IDF, Israel's emergency services, the hostages, and the injured. And we're up to Perek Vav, chapter 6. Remember that in chapter 5, the Jews started to build the second Beis HaMikdash. It was the second year of King Darius, and a fellow by the name of Tatnai shows up. He is the Pecha. He is some kind of local governor. And he says, "Where's your permit? Who told you that you were allowed to do this?" And they said, "Cyrus told us." And they gave a whole big speech in response. And Tatnai says, "Listen, you can keep on building, but I'm writing back to headquarters because I want to make sure that this is all on the up and up." We noted that this could be associated with rebellions that the Persian Empire dealt with somewhere around the year 520 before the Common Era, which, according to one way of doing the chronology, would have been around when this happened. So maybe there's a unique concern related to that. However you slice it, they send back to Persia for, documentation. What's the story? Is this allowed? Isn't this allowed? And that's where we pick up. Bedayin, Daryavesh Malka Sam Teim. So at this point, Daryavesh, the king, King Darius, gave the instructions. Uvakaru Bebeis Sifraya Di Ginzaya Mahachasin Tama Bebavel. And they look in their library, which they have there in Bavel, in the Geniza. Geniza not meaning something that's put away like burial. Geniza meaning in storage. They're going back through all the old documents, microfiche, whatever it is. V'hishtechach be'achmesa bevirsa dibemadai medinta megila chada. Lo and behold, they find a scroll in Achmesa, in the capital of the nation of Madai, Media. And here is the record that's found in there. Well, that's interesting. It's found in Achmesa Bibirsa Dibamadai Medinta. Achmesa. What is Achmesa? So the Malbim says Achmesa is a city. Rashi says Achmesa is a chemes, right? Chemes Mayim, if you think of when Abraham goes out and takes out Ishmael and Hagar. So they have a chemes mayim, a jug of water. So Achmesa, Rashi says, is a jug to hold documents, and it's in Bira, in the capital. Malbim, as I mentioned, says Achmesa is a city, and we're going to see some support for that idea. That's a little bit of a distraction, what Achmesa is. The main point of interest is that the text says that it was found in Madai. You sent back to Persia, and this is found in Madai. Whether Achmesa is a jug or a city, the document is not in Bavel. The document is not in where I would have expected it. That was the area that Cyrus conquered and the area from which he sent the Jews back. So as a matter of fact, with David Altshuler in the Mitzudas David notes, they needed to look elsewhere. It wasn't where they first looked for it. First, they went looking in the records in Bavel. Didn't find it there. And then they went elsewhere. Oh, finally, somebody found it. So what was going on here? Why is this not where they looked at first? The Malbim says, Nira ki ir hamalucha hi tchila bebavel. He says the original capital was in Bavel, and that's where all of the records of the king's instructions were found, as well as the letter that Cyrus sent about the construction. The Hayamunach Bavel, it was all in Bavel. However, Achashverosh moves the capital to Shushan HaBira, right, as seen in Megillas Esther. And so at that point, everything moves, says the Malbim. And then Darius, remember that the Malbim is in the camp that says that this Darius we're talking about is the son of Achashverosh and Esther. So Darius moves the capital to this place of Achmeta. Where is Achmeta? Encyclopedia Mikrait says Achmeta is a city found in northwest Iran today called Hamadan. H-A-M-A-D-A-N. Hamadan. Achmeta, Hamadan. It was the capital city in Upper Media, Madai. And the Achaemenid leaders, the leaders of this Persian dynasty, summered in Hamadan, in Achmata. There's actually a suggestion there as well in the Encyclopedia Mikrait that Cyrus had his capital there before moving it to Bavel. That fits with the idea reflected in Daniel Perek Vav that it was the Persians working with the Medes who conquered the Babylonians. So they were all together, and that's why this city, which was so important to the Median Empire, remains as a capital for Cyrus and ultimately becomes also a capital where, a city where they find these records. So the bottom line is, they do find a document. It's not in Bavel. Instead, it's found in this other city, which may be called Hamadan. Okay, so what did they find here? So this is interesting. It's not going to be what we saw in the first chapter. In the first chapter, we saw Cyrus's decree sending the Jews back. He announced to them that Hashem had charged him with sending them back to build the Beis HaMikdash, right? That was his that was the message which we saw in chapter 1, sentence 2. So says Cyrus, king of Persia, Hashem has given me all of these lands, and Hashem has instructed me to build a house for him in Yerushalayim in Judea. So you guys go back, and he gives them the vessels, and he says that everybody should support them financially. So that's not the text that they find. Instead, the text goes as follows. Bishnas chada l'choresh malka, in the first year of King Cyrus, choresh malka sum to aim, Koresh gave the order, Beis Elaka Birushalayim Baisa Yizbenei. The house of God in Jerusalem shall be built. Asar Didavchen Divchen, a place where they bring sacrifices. V'ushoi Mesovlin, and its walls or its foundations will be elevated. Rumei Amen Shitin. We get details here that we did not see in chapter 1. It shall be 60 amos tall. 60 amos tall is really tall, right? Think of the fact that Haman makes or wants to make his big, big gallows for Mordechai to be 50 amos tall. And that, we thought, was really over the top. The 60 amos tall, I mean, you're talking about something that's somewhere around, just doing loose numbers, somewhere in the 100, 110 feet range. That's the height that he's talking about for this building. Psaye Amin Shisin, and 60 amos wide. Nidbachin di Evan Galal Talasa, Nidbach di Achadas, three layers of stone, one layer of wood, which is what they were doing. We saw back in chapter 5 in Tatnai's reports. That is the way the Jews were building it. Vinifkasam in Beis Malka Tisyehiv, and it will be paid for by the royal palace. Ve'af money base elaka di dava v'chaspa di Nebuchadnezzar hanbeik min hechla di Birushalayim ve'hevel Babel, and the vessels of silver and gold that Nebuchadnezzar took out of the palace in Jerusalem and brought to Babel, yahasivun, they should be given to them, v'hach lehechla di Birushalayim le'asrei v'saches beveis elaka. They'll go back to the house of God in Yerushalayim. That is where they're going to be. That is the text. So why isn't it an exact match of what we saw in chapter 1? Certain key elements are definitely there. So approach number one is it's a summary. It's not the original. It's a summary of what Cyrus had ordered, even though it has some details like the height of the building, which we didn't see. That fits with the fact that it was called Dichrona. It is a recollection of. So it's some kind of a summary of the original one. It wasn't the original. Malbim says, yeah, because the original got lost in the move. He says, "V'nevad az michtav zeh." He says the original letter was lost, and then he has a suggestion. V'yacholios ki haman ha'agagi shayam mishneh he'evides ha'michtav alaz shaylatovas ha'yehudim. It could be that Haman destroyed this document because, he, number one, he had the ability to do it as second in command, and number two, this document's good for the Jews. V'lo nimtza b'Bavel, and it wasn't found in Bavel. V'haya me'ashkachas Hashem she'nimtza b'ir ha'bira she'ata b'maday. It was Hashem's hashkacha that it shows up in the capital city, which is now in Maday. Megila Kitana, short scroll, she'kasuba zichron me'apakuda azos, in which it has the recollection of what the order was. V'sham nichtav zikaron b'kitzer. It was a short version of it. And this was not in Haman's hands, he says. So that's how it survived. So it's a summary. That's all it is. Professor Zer Kavod in the Dat Mikra believes that it's a separate part of the original document, that it wasn't just a summary, it was a separate part of the original document. Okay. Note, by the way, 60 amos tall, would reflect being modeled on the first Beis HaMikdash, where part of the Beis HaMikdash also is described as being 60 amos tall. The maybe Jews who were close with the throne, you know, advised this potentially. Also, the three layers of stone and one layer of wood was also, as we noted already last week, something that was seen in the first Beis HaMikdash in Malachim Aleph, chapter 6, sentence 36. So the bottom line is that yes, Cyrus really did give such an instruction that the Beis HaMikdash can be constructed, and not only can, but should be constructed, and the Jews, it would seem, are vindicated. So we'll have to see what happens when Darius receives this. What are his instructions? And God willing, we will do that tomorrow.